Greetings, adventurers! Let's find out what happened last time on The Legend of Nat 1!
Which makes our four resources magic, magic ore, rare game animals that are probably magical, and magic sheep. I'm pretty okay if we just say they are all scarce, and our place sucks at the beginning of this period of time, and that's okay.
Yes, he is the peanut butter burglar, and all of the peanut butter within the kingdom has suddenly vanished.
Tallulah's tool shed. Women making tools for women.
We should try and build an outpost near the haunted forest.
There's a man-made structure in the mountains. It bears a resemblance to what we've seen of this unknown community.
Tallulah decided that having the toolbox is not enough. She was like, you know what, I'm going to run for president.
Maybe she becomes mayor of Crescent City.
There are creatures that have been called Cinderbirds that look a lot like the Phoenix, but they are so dangerous.
They're about to like end this ritual, and as they do, there is an explosion of magic, and the seven queens are imbued with magical power, but the queens were the only survivors.
Immediate conspiracy theories, but I think that there are a couple adventuring guilds. It's going to be a group that is designed to investigate forming the adventurer team.
Tallulah's merchants are frustrated by the lack of Seorcium, so in the middle of the night, they raid the castle, and I think they stole all of the tools and set fire to the building.
Cool. So they steal those tools. Let's do our countdowns.
The guild is made.
What color is Seorcium?
Amber.
Amber? I like that.
It is the color of my energy.
It's also the name of a girl who believes in the color of energy.
Oh, no.
Bitch.
Yeah, so they form officially the Amber Eyes, which immediately takes an aggressive adventuring stance.
Where are they based out of?
In tunnels/catacombs under the mountain.
I wrote the Amber Caverns.
Ooh, I like that.
The Adventurers Guild discovers the ruins of an ancient city under the ground.
Ooh, okay. We have a whole Full Metal Alchemist thing going on.
They find the ruins of a city, but there's like tunnels and shit going in every direction. So it's not just under the castle. It's also like some of it touches Crescent City. Most of it is under the empty space in between the sheep commune, the haunted outpost, and Crescent City. And then like the entrance to it that they find is like under the mountains and the citadel and the Coronation Citadel.
Well, all right. I love that, yeah.
There are so many ways to go here. Actually, as I do this action, why don't I explain to y'all what contempt is, other than my default state? So, in the game of the Quiet Year, you may take a point of contempt. Whenever another player does something that you don't like, it's meant as a way to indicate that the people are fighting amongst themselves. Like, right now, America's contempt score would be very high, but thankfully we're in a fantasy world. It doesn't really have a mechanical benefit, and you can choose to give the points back by either taking a selfish action or by feeling like somebody else did something really big and good for you. And by you, that doesn't refer to you, the player. It refers to the hypothetical faction or community within this group that got pissed off.
Gotcha.
So, like, it's a weird way of measuring resentment so that when you go into the game, you know whether everybody is holding hands and going across America or if they are holding hands because they're in a, like, WWE handcuff match and now they gotta fight.
What a wild reference.
I was trying to think of if they actually do handcuff matches, but I think it's a leather strap, so they have like 2 feet of movement.
Nah, that's just innuendo.
No, yeah. Wait. They did the suitcase before, that they would change all someone to the suitcase and they had to take the thing inside, I think, right?
Definitely, yeah.
All right, Shane, take your turn.
So, speaking of the WWE, let's do something nefarious here. I am going to start a 3-month project to establish a criminal hub within Crescent City. No, let's go bigger than that. Within the ancient city underneath, like, a group of criminals is moving in and a mysterious figurehead is setting up a criminal hideout under the ancient city so that they can start doing nefarious deeds.
Now, just remember that the Adventurers Guild is there.
Are they?
Yeah, because they uncovered the ancient city and then essentially just moved in.
I do remember that.
Okay. Sounds like it's going to be action-packed.
Yeah, I was going to say, because, like, the way that we sort of describe the ancient city is that it's pretty massive, kind of like Underdark size, so there's room for two. I just want to make sure that you're aware they're not the only ones there.
Yep.
And I like the... Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's not my turn, not my thing. I shouldn't be building on this. Go ahead. Sorry.
Not yet. Not until your turn. But that is my turn, which means it is time for our last card in the month of spring.
Sorry, how many turns was that, did you say?
3. 3 months for a criminal underbelly seems reasonable when there is literally a bunch of empty houses to live in.
And we're doing each turn as a month, right?
Yeah, that's what we're calling it. So, Juju, it is now your turn, and you have the Queen of Hearts.
Lovely.
So your questions are, what is the most beautiful thing in this area, or what is the most hideous thing in this area?
Okay. I like this a lot, actually. So, the most beautiful thing, I think, in this area are going to be, we have, like, a pig-like animal that they have found in the Glitter Grove that has been sustaining them for years now. So, they've come across this beautiful pig that shines and glitters like all the other animals, but something about it is just so cute. You know, they have those floppy ears, those coily tails, those little hooves. I don't know.
It's the bacon.
It really is. It's the smell of how... It's the way that they smell when you put them on the spit. I don't know. But...
Okay. Well, now I'm a little horrified. Yeah. What does the community use them for?
Okay, so...
Oh, cute little pig. Sorry, Pavel's drawing again.
Oh, I know. We love it. So what do they use them for? What do you use a beautiful pig for?
Wait, is that pig screaming? Screaming like a fucking dying banshee?
It seems like it.
Oh my god, Pablo, you're a monster.
It's terrible.
I'm pretty sure that's its other foot. Just
you guys are the ones describing how horrible these pigs are going to die.
I know, that's the thing. I was like, oh, but they're beautiful, but then we're using them? Oh no, that means that we have to use them.
I mean, it doesn't have to, but you're weaving a narrative, and I'm sorry, but the R responds.
It does. It really does.
It's okay. More sparkles and more tears. Tears of horror and sparkles.
Tears of horror and sparkles, yes.
So we're traumatizing them. What else are we doing?
No, we're traumatizing us.
Yeah, we're traumatizing us. It's actually pretty terrible.
Okay, so they use them kind of like the same way that we use them now. Their pigskin is valued for our sporting games, and it makes our balls glow.
Well, we need to make football somehow, right?
Wow.
These poor pigs. I mean, is it that so much different?
No.
No, as we skin them alive.
Well, Pavel, it sounds like you can add glowing leather to the abundances.
Well, it doesn't have to be. It's not necessarily abundant. I mean, it doesn't have to be, rather. I don't know how many footballs we're making, but...
You said that we're able to use it for leather, and I imagine that's a big sell.
That is true.
Are those Pikachu stripes or strips that Armand carved out for bacon, Pavel?
Yes. It's supposed to be like shine.
Oh, I see it.
I guess it's not coming across.
No, it's not coming across.
So I'm going to delete it. No.
Well, while Pavel feels self-conscious about his artwork, Armand, what happens at the Crescent City Literacy Club?
Tallulah very quickly realizes that everyone who shows up there doesn't really care about learning to write. They just wanted the benefit of screaming at people remotely through these papers. And she decides that this literacy club will better serve as a way to train her own personal army. So under the guise of a night school, she is training unseemly assassins.
Are you trying to make Tallulah your PC? Or are you trying to make her the BBEG? Because that's what it's leading.
Yes, I want her to start like pretty much the KGB of the world. And I want her to be the one who knows how all the little kinks work.
I'm going
to
take a point of contempt.
Why?
Why? Because I don't like that. So I'm taking a point of contempt.
Why? Because she's a corrupt politician? Come on, Pablo.
I believed. I was a true believer of Tallulah. And then you ruined it for me.
I don't want people to misuse my gifts to them, so I'm going to micromanage how they live their lives in my city. Thank you.
One thing I wanted to call out is that Tallulah did have a freedom fighter moment.
She really did.
I think it was tools or something that were scarce.
Mm-hmm. She, started the tools making group. Tallulah, I think, is following the Dark Superman track. All right, I'm out here, I'm saving the day, and oh no, something bad still happened. Guess I better conquer the world. Honestly, I think it's pretty tale as old as time, right? Pretty cliche.
Yeah, the tale of a Magitek tool maker turning into Dark Superman. Oh yeah.
Clearly.
Yep.
Well,
all the time.
Had a penny.
The juju.
Yes.
You get to start a project, make a discovery, or hold a town hall.
Okay, so I think that I am going to start a project. It's going to be a diplomatic project, a run out to the unknown civilization to kind of ascertain who they are, what they're doing there, how they get there, you know, the whole nine.
Okay, a diplomatic mission to the above ground city?
To the above ground, yes, unknown civilization.
All right. How many months do you think your diplomatic mission will take?
2 months, tops.
All right. Can't wait to see how we manage to mess that up.
Terribly, don't worry.
Does the criminal network tick down?
It does. So that should be a 2. All right. So that was actually our last card in summer. All right. Well, Pavel, speaking of cards you drew, with the 7 of diamonds... You have, well, this actually might be about Tallulah, but don't let me influence you. Introduce a mystery at the edge of the map, or an unattended situation becomes problematic and scary. What is it, and how does it go awry?
Oh, boy. That's really good. That's really good, because they're both really good, and Juju just gave me an idea with his diplomatic mission. But I don't want to, I don't want to touch
Fuck
that.
Fuck up our world, Pavel. Fuck up our world.
Well, no.
Do it.
Because, Juju, you probably have something in mind for that, and I don't want to, actually...
Do it.
Well, okay.
Throw the wrench.
So the unattended situation goes wrong. Actually, I think I'll do that one. I think that it's the sheep commune.
Oh no, they've had yeah. so much drama.
Well, that's the thing, is that they're so far out, and they were like, you know, they grew so close after all of the conflict between the two families. I think they start their own city. They secede from whatever this nation is, and they stop trading sheep textiles.
Okay, I'm writing sheep commune Brexits.
Yes.
Not only are they anarchists, but they're also traitors to the patriarch. The patriarch, what do you call this? They're anti-patriots. Oh my god, I'm
fine. Patriarchy? Oh.
No. Even worse, they hate the matriarchy. They're misogynists. Let's find them and kill them.
Okay.
That escalated. Oh, well, I guess it did escalate.
Didn't we have corruption somewhere in the matriarchy?
It was implied.
They may or may not have murdered a bunch of people to gain magical powers.
That's what it was, yeah.
And so, let me mark these clocks, but I want to have a conversation.
Okay. Before we have the conversation, what is the, I'll say, success level of their ability to leave this nation? Is the sheep commune now recognized as a city, or is it more of an, like, it's kind of being overlorded but silently, or like...
No, I think that the sheep commune has essentially established self-sufficiency, right? They're like out in the plains, they can farm. There's probably a river near them. So they don't really need the city for anything, but the city still wants those sheep textiles. So the city is kind of like, to an extent, at the mercy of these people at the sheep commune, because the city doesn't like super, they don't have like an army. They have these like, this council of matrons, which has magic, but they're dealing with like cinderbirds. The adventurers are dealing with these criminals, as well as assassins, I guess, from Tallulah. So like Tallulah is maybe keeping what do we call them? The queens?
The Council of Queens.
Yeah. Tallulah's keeping them occupied. The adventurers and the thieves are like, you know, butting heads. There's really nobody to stop them. And I think actually maybe they even like team up with this haunted outpost that's by the haunted forest. And they kind of like, the haunted outpost is filled with like these badass rangers and like fighters who need to like survive, right? Who have like survived weird, you know, creepy fights with things from the haunted forest. They're like, hey, we'll fucking provide comfort for you if you just like protect us. And I think they just, you know, they're right there. So I think they just combine.
Okay. Sounds to me that if our game was set right now, we would have some pretty intense political drama and like people on other sides not recognizing authority and all that, which sounds just wonderful. So the next question becomes, what would you like to say in our little conversation here?
So to remind everybody of the rules of the conversation, it's in character. I sort of start with a prompt, unless I have a question, in which case we end with my question.
So you can either, you start and it goes around the table. We'll go in the turn order that we've been taking. So that means you, Ermon, me, Juju. If you open with a question, you get to make a statement at the end.
Oh.
If you open with a statement, you do not get a final statement.
Okay,
that's perfect. I love that. So I will open with a question, and the question is, sorry, are all of the queens alive? I don't remember.
What, is that the question, or is that question?
That's out of character question.
Yes, we have yet to kill any of our queens.
Okay, right. So I mean, from the explosion, they all survived and were like magically imbued, right?
Yeah, they're not just survived, they're superheroes now. They're powered up.
They're thriving. Okay.
They're hashtag cool. Blessed.
They're hashtag blessed. The question is, did the Council of Queens orchestrate things in such a way as to gain magical power for themselves?
So, Ermon, you get the first statement.
Did the Council of Queens survive one?
Did they orchestrate the death of the workers so that they could gain magic powers? Did they do it on purpose?
And like, sorry, before you say your thing, as a reminder, magic was scarce, and so the leaders of our little, you know, whatever we want to call it, city, state, nation, the rulers, this Council of Queens, were like, we'll bring magic back. We found this, like, source of magic in the mountains behind our citadel,
okay,
near the lair of the Phoenix. We're performing a ritual to bring magic back, and we're, like, sort of, you know, excavating that area where the source of magic is. And when it finished, when that project tracker completed, it blew up and nobody survived except for the queens. And the queens were now imbued with infinite magic.
So I would say that no, they didn't do it on purpose. They just got greedy and they wanted to deliver numbers. And in the middle of their greed, they overworked the entire mines and everything went to shit. They just happened to get lucky because they were in positions of power where they were safe enough to not die. But I don't think they did it to kill people. They did it out of pure greed.
Wait, hold on. That's confusing, right? Because you're saying they did do it? Or
like for a different motive.
You asked me intentionally did it to kill these people? No, that was not the intention. The original intention was greed.
No, the question was...
It's fine, Pavel. It's okay if we do not understand or come to agreement, because that's how town halls really function.
Well... Right, and I also want to make sure, Herman, were you speaking in character there, or were you narrating?
I was narrating.
Okay, you have to speak in character.
Yeah, you're representing a faction of people right now.
Oh.
It's the only role-playing you are supposed to be doing instead of the role-playing you were doing every goddamn turn.
Yes. And Shane, correct me if I'm wrong, we don't have to specify what faction, right? We just...
Add as much or as little color as you'd like.
Okay.
Sorry, what was the question again? Sorry, name again.
So the question was, did the queens orchestrate events so that they claimed for themselves magical power?
Okay, as the organization of orphans left behind from the miners, we have come together to do some research and some digging into this event. And we have found, after digging through the mine, the collapsed mines, and finding the bodies of our dead parents, that the work conditions in these mines were deplorable. And these poor people were using tools and supplies that were definitely below par. And our papas and mamas and parents died all out of OSHA violations. We do not know if the queens did it on purpose, but definitely the mines were poorly taken care of.
Well, look, I just know that what's important here is that at the end of the day, whenever some kind of big threat comes our way, we have this Council of Queens who will protect us and keep us safe, because now they have goddamn magic powers. Also, only three people died. This is a crisis actor. What a jerk.
Wait, only three people died? But there's like 17 orphans.
Yeah, crisis actors. Crisis actors, every single one of them. That's awful. I feel bad. I'm taking contempt at myself.
Good, thank you.
It was good. No, it was all right. It was good.
You know, I happen to work in the underbelly every once in a while, and I had heard that maybe the queens might have tried a thing or two here or there to try and gain that magic power for themselves, to take it for themselves at least.
Jane, remind me, I end with...
You get to end with a sentence or a statement because you started us off with a question.
Okay, so we have work conditions were shit, and then you have a voice of dissent from that, which is that people are blowing this out of proportion. And then you have another voice that says that they were trying to, that they had tried other things to amass power before, right?
Yeah, tried other things before. This happened to present itself as...
Okay.
A money grab, let's say.
Wait.
Okay.
Oh, never mind. I was trying to make a bad, horrible joke of how they didn't do anything. They just put gel-tipped nails at that time, but it's fine. You know, girl magic. Never mind. It was a bad joke.
Yeah, so we have three seasons to get through.
So my statement is, we, the people of Crescent City, need to launch an investigation into the Queen specifically. Not their administration, but the Queen specifically.
Okay. Nothing gets done at these meetings, so now we're on to the next turn, which is Herman's. Yeah, that statement, that mechanic hits a little hard. Herman, you've got the Nine of Diamonds. Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Who gave you this power?
Yes, power!
A project fails. Which one and why? Or something goes foul and supplies are ruined. Add a new scarcity. So you either get to kill a project, or you get to ruin another aspect of our life. Which, by the way, we have been really bad at solving these scarcities.
What projects are ongoing right now? But my murderers and who else?
There's the diplomats.
Wait, you have murderers as a project? It's a criminal network in the ancient city and diplomatic relations with the unknown civilization.
Yeah.
Okay. So I don't want to lose my assassin squad, so I'm so sorry, diplomacy.
We'll take it.
Did I miss that? Is there a project to make assassins?
No.
Not yet, but I'm sure there. I'm sure it's
going. Apparently, Tallulah is working on it.
Okay. She's scheming. Yes. She's scheming a little.
But I mean, mechanically speaking, there's nothing about assassins, right?
Right.
Okay.
And I know so much I am thinking so hard what I want you to say, Herman, but ultimately the creativity is in your control right now. So
the diplomatic mission fails in the most Parks and Recreation way possible. Actually, when we got there, they were so snobby, so fucking snobby, like that whatever representative you sent got very smart with them and refused to cooperate. And instead of doing the diplomatic duties that they were given, they just started a bunch of fist fights and set the trash cans on fire and pissed in a fountain.
Who?
The diplomats, I guess?
Because the unknown civilization was snobby.
Ooh, okay then.
Okay.
And that didn't go well with our diplomats and the rowdy soldiers we sent. Also, something went very bad, wow. Right? Like, I'm trying to think worst case scenario. We made a bad choice casting the diplomats. We shouldn't have gone to the frat bros. I'm sorry. Just because they were your friend's kids, they don't get to go on missions.
All right, let's knock down project timers. What is the underground hideout at?
Done.
Yes, because those two were going to finish at the same time.
Yeah.
I am creating a new NPC because for once, something in our society has gone swimmingly. We now have a criminal organization within the ancient city run by the mysterious Molehound. That's a person's name. Herman, you may start a project, discover something, or have a conversation.
When I say discover something, do I get to pick exactly what I find, or we do some randomization?
No, you get to decide, but it's not supposed to, solve a problem or change a scarcity or anything. It's supposed to add more complications or details to the story.
And the map.
Yeah.
Also, a project to increase the quality of life in the city by fixing all of the running water on the aqueducts to make sure we have a functioning toilet system.
So you don't want to help with the food scarcity?
Honestly, though, I don't mind having running water in our game, so...
Okay, cool. So, wait, that's a project you said?
Someone gives a speech, and she's like, people, my people, our people, the people.
No RP.
Too late. I may not have the powers to make food grow, but I can make water run. Let's go.
Can we say it is a 6-month project to get an entire city to have running water?
Yes.
I'm taking notes.
I want those speeches.
Very short speeches, only during town halls.
Did we say 6 months?
Yeah.
Okay.
After Herman,
you.
Is me. Yeah. And I have drawn the Jack of Diamonds. Predators and bad omens are afoot. You are careless and someone goes missing under ominous circumstances. Who? Oh, we just kind of did that when we had a child get kidnapped. Or, predators and bad omens are afoot. What measures do you take to keep everyone safe and under surveillance? Do not reduce Project Dice this week.
Oh, no?
Ooh. Well, I don't particularly want to delay the projects, and I don't really need a fascist state or anything too bad in that prompt.
Can I offer up a suggestion?
I have an idea, actually.
Okay.
So, the person who goes missing, and it is news, is the youngest queen of the council.
My guy, you're on my wavelength, and I love it.
Gasp!
Ah. Oh.
Okay, what's the opposite of contempt?
You lose the contempt.
I lose the contempt. Thank you, Shane. I feel unburdened.
You can go ahead and tick down. I believe we only have the one project. But I am going to start a project. This is it. They've had enough. They are putting the queens on trial. Let's call that four, five. What do y'all think?
Do we want to say queens on trial, or like, do we want to make official the investigation?
Oh, no, they are rushing and like absolutely putting the cart before the horse. Because it also crossed my mind as a storyteller and a person who loves fantasy genres and stuff that also, like, what are they going to do against these demigods if they do find them guilty?
Yeah, I mean, so when you say queens on trial, what is this project that you are, like, can you describe the project a little bit more?
I think a bunch of community leaders, and Tallulah is among them because they rope her into it. They, like, need somebody to be loud and brash, sort of raise a mob and spread rumors and stuff, and it becomes a pressure campaign. So I'm going to call it a four-segment project. Now, what the project will actually be, it won't be the trial. It will be pressuring the queens into accepting a trial. I think that makes more sense.
Got it. You said 4 months, right?
Yeah. Okay. All right. Juju, we are back to you. Three of diamonds. Summer is a time for production and tending to the earth. Start a project related to food production. Or, summer is the time for conquest and the gathering of might. Start a project related to military readiness and conquest. So two very different directions. One solves a problem, one doesn't.
It's not clearly, in most cases. So I actually am definitely going to start a project for food production, which is one of our scarcities. And it actually came out perfect, this card, because it's exactly what I was kind of planning. So the queens, now that they are starting to receive pressure from the public in order to have investigations into their attainment of power, they have decided to try and deflect by using their newly found power to help facilitate the creation of a peanut field to to appease our peanut affinity that we had at the beginning that we are now in a scarcity of. So they decide that they are going to create a field using their powers in order to help enrich the land, in order to clear it, and so on and so forth. So they're going to be helping to set the groundwork for it alongside with their subjects in order to help their public relations with them in this public relations pressure that they are undergoing. Yeah.
It's like a way for them to try and resist the pressure of the people, but it's just not quite working.
Yes. So do I have to give, a time for this? And yeah. Okay. So they are making this go much faster with magic. So I think it's going to be 3 months, let's say, for the field to be up and running, not necessarily for it to have any yield just yet, but for the field itself to be created.
Well, and you say fields, but I'm envisioning... Yeah, like fields all over the country. There are isolated little villages or hamlets, or like, here's a farming family off in the middle of nowhere.
Right. They're looking to have at least three separate, let's say, by that 3 month period.
Pavel, I'm going to ask you to knock down timers by one. And Juju, you get to start a discussion, discover something, or start a project.
Discover something or start a project. Well, okay, so that was my project that I was going to start, but it came for free, which is even better. So I will take that. So I will discover something. All right, so yes, we will discover something. Down in the ancient city underneath the Coronation Citadel, we have now the criminal guild, I guess, criminal organization. So the criminal organization, they have discovered down hiding in the city is a man that we had seen well at the beginning of this campaign, who had originally caused our food shortage scarcity in the first place. So hiding in the abandoned city, they find the peanut bandit. Originally, and they induct him into the organization because he did essentially create this scarcity. So they do still take him in, even though he seems to be, let's say, like more like an Igor kind of in demeanor at this point, and in his position within the organization. But he at one point was quite the criminal himself. But he does come with a few ideas, so they have discovered him and inducted him into the criminal organization, our peanut bandit.
Okay, Pavel, if you could go ahead and draw a few criminals in the ancient city, and then, like, they're standing a little ways away from one really smelly criminal, that'd be great. Thank you.
Right.
Or you can think about your card, Pavel, because you just got the Queen of Hearts.
Ooh,
or not hearts, diamonds. That's the one. The queen of the other red card. Ooh,
yes.
A project finishes early. Which one? Why? If there are no projects underway, boredom leads to a quarrel. A fight breaks out between two people. What is it about? Well, that's not the case. So, something's about to finish early.
Project finishes early. I think it's gotta be Queens on Trial. And I think it's, oh man, what's more of a power move?
I know, this is tough. We got running water, we've got this pressure campaign to make the queens go on trial, we've got peanut fields.
You know what I think it is? I want it to either be the queens on trial or the running water. My thinking is, either way, it's a political move. The queens are like, they're just trying to control the situation, control the narrative. And I think given the fact that we already have established that they're doing the peanut fields in order to sway public opinion, I think it's going to be running water. And I think they just like overnight use their like, you know, infinite magic power. It was one of those things where the running water wasn't their project, right? It was just like a project of the city.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this is them, like, they go to the city who wants them on trial, and they're like, hey, I know things are rough between us right now, but like, we still want to help. You're still our people. Show us these running water plans. And then they just like snap their fingers and make it happen.
Beautiful. Love it. I am very fond of these queens that we are almost certainly dooming.
Oh man, I got some thoughts about these queens. Right. Marking clocks.
Did anything else finish? I don't think so.
They're both at 2 now.
So then project discovery or town hall.
I want to make a discovery. No. Well, maybe. Yeah, I do want to make a discovery. Remind me the limitations of discoveries. They can't, like, solve a problem.
Yeah, that's not really their intention. I guess there is no reason nothing specifically stopping it from solving a problem, but it's much more meant to be finding something new to either set up more stuff later or I think if you wanted to, say, find something that could have fulfilled the food abundance issue or scarcity becoming abundance issue, like, it still probably should have a project mechanically, but yeah.
Okay, there's an object in the sky that seems to not be moving anymore behind the mountains, behind the, do we have a name for the mountains?
I don't think we do.
I think we've just been calling them, like, the Magic Mountains.
All right, behind the Cinder Mountains.
Okay.
I'm just gonna draw a shadow of a large stationary object.
Yeah, are there any visual characteristics of this large object you would like to describe?
They can't see it.
So it's like a big old shadow.
Yeah, I think that there's like perpetual cloud cover.
All right, Mr. Like, Peel.
Mr. what?
Peel.
Oh, no, not like that. I think that it's kind of like there was a storm one night and just some of the storm never left. And so there are these big, like, cumulonimbus clouds up there. And, like, sometimes, you know, once people saw that these clouds weren't, like, leaving, sometimes, as people have been watching it, they can see, like, structures within the clouds.
I know exactly what I want to do with those, should the cards be so kind as to give me the opportunity. Airmon, you have the Eight of Diamonds, which, again, is more power than I feel like you should be given in your life. Someone tries to take control of the community by force. Do they succeed? Why do they do this? Or a headstrong community member decides to put out one of their ideas in motion. Start a foolish project. Meaning a project that is dumb and stupid and bad. Or more specifically, a project that is not necessarily strictly beneficial for the community.
Huh. So, ever since Tallulah's water rejuvenation project got taken over by the queens, which I'm going to murder one day, Tallulah's most fervent supporters got a little bit tickled by that in the wrong way and decided that through genetical manipulation and the power of induced pregnancy, they're going to create a super breed of pig that can feed the whole city.
Okay.
They're going to start crossbreeding pigs with other, with javelins and boars and anything that's large and a pig-looking pig thing. And they're going to hope for the best. Are they going to get orcs? Are they going to get rabid pigs? We'll find out.
Okay, how long is there impromptu eugenics with our pretty, pretty piggies going to take?
Let me see how long a pig pregnancy lasts. Hold on.
Oh.
You were right. I shouldn't have this kind of power. Oh, 3 months. Perfect. That's beautiful.
All right.
So you're saying they got it in one generation?
No. We're going to find out how badly it goes in the first generation, and then we'll see from there what happens.
Gotcha. So you want 3 months?
I do appreciate that you basically, we were like, hey, do something foolish. And you were like, science. All right.
Clock's counted down.
Yep. Clock's counted down one. And now, Airmon, you get to do a project discovery or conversation.
I would like to do a discovery. Do you remember when they did Romeo and Juliet with Leo DiCaprio and they had this like cool, smooth talking MC guy like hosting the knife fights?
Was it John Leguizamo?
Yes. Oh my God, yes. So I want John Leguizamo to, in the middle of like...
Yeah, let me call him up. Yeah, I'll get John. Yes.
So somebody get John on the phone, thank you. I want John Leguizamo from the 90s to come in. And with his suave persuasion and his ability to weasel his way through the world, to learn a very scandalous secret about the queens. In this case, not necessarily what they did to gain this power, but what have they been doing with this power that we don't know about yet? Or what have they planned for the future with these powers? Or even worse, who are they boning and is it scandalous?
Oh, wait, is this a discovery? What is this?
I was going to say, this sounds to me like it's a project. Like it's John Leguizamo investigating into the Queens?
Then I want him to invent rock operas then. Music for the people.
Wait. You are so all over the place, Herman.
No, I mean, see, if my first choice doesn't work, I just wanted to get something fun for the people.
Well, I was going to say, you could do it as a project. In theory, like, if you know what you want their dark secret to be, like, if you found them murdering babies, then, like, that could be a discovery. Although, I do think it is pushing the boundaries a little bit.
Yeah.
But you can also just call it a one-month project.
Okay.
Yeah, I was going to say, why don't you, like, we threw around the idea of investigating the Queens as part of that conversation. What if this is that?
Okay, so if it has not been started, then I will have John Leguizamo, who is from the sheep herding people, by the way. That's why I picked this guy from Romeo and Juliet. To be very clear that he's one of the sheep herder community, floating community people. And that he's doing this out of righteous passion.
I spell Leguizamo.
Sorry?
How do you spell Leguizamo?
L-E-G.
That's very rude, Pavel. You don't ask that.
Right, of course.
Wow. Really?
L-E-G, I think it is. U-I.
Oh. L-E-G. U-I. Z-Z-Z-Z.
Yeah, we'll do it. Yeah, sure. A-M-O.
Yeah, there we go.
And my goal is to one day set up Hamilton the play in this world. And I'm doing the groundwork little by little, I promise.
What the fuck does John Leguizamo have to do with anything?
You don't know my life.
Fair. Okay, we are just gonna keep moving past that. My card is the 10 of Diamonds. You discover a cache of supplies or resources, add a new abundance, or a scarcity...
Wait, I'm sorry, how many months is that?
Oh, you're right, my bad.
Oh, for Leguizamo, we said 1 month, but let's do two, so he can get more solid content out of it.
Okay, so I either need to come up with a new abundance that is helpful, or start a project that will alleviate the scarcity. And what I think happens is that the Molehound and the adventurers in the ancient city have found some writings about the creation and storing of Seorcium. So they are now racing to try and locate this, like, Seorcium warehouse somewhere within the ancient city.
Project?
We'll call it Underground Seorcium Race.
So, but it's a project, you're saying?
Yes, it's a project.
And how many months is that, Shane?
Let's call it four. I feel like that it should take a relatively long time.
When we completed the running water, we didn't add anything to abundant resources. I think health might be a good thing to add there.
No, I feel like that tracks. So I think you can add health or hygiene. Let's do hygiene, because health is not in good supply until those peanuts are back.
Yeah, that's fair.
Okay, hygiene. And then Peanut Fields and Queen Trial complete.
Would you like to do Peanut Fields first? I think that was Juju, right?
Yeah. So the Peanut Fields are a huge success. They are actually fixing our health problem, our food scarcity. Yes, so our peanuts are back. And the major families who own these fields have become affluent figures within the community.
All right, I'm taking a note down that we now have, like, economic classes.
Peanut barons?
Yeah, peanut barons. Ooh, that's going to be my character when I am playing in this world. I'll be a peanut baron.
You'll be a peanut prince or princess.
Yeah, obviously.
You can be a peanut princeps. Trial.
Yeah. So I think that the pressure campaign works that... Despite the giving of these other truly beneficial things, like, if anything, it backfired on them because people are going, wait, they could have done this at any point and they chose not to. So now it looks even worse for the Council of Queens. So I think that they are ready to start a trial and they've agreed to do it. It has not started yet, and nor will it until we start a project that addresses this. I think that the
only way that this works, and it's probably going to go very badly, knowing the premise of our game, but I believe that they hire the Adventurer Guild to adjudicate, because there is no law above them in this country. So they needed somebody to serve as the, like, judges, the dolers of justice.
Okay.
Then I will start a project or make a discovery. Yeah, fuck it. We're going with the silly, stupid thing. Also, project 2. Call it project 3, because this one will take some time. My apologies. We are building a sports coliseum. There is a sports arena that will pop up. This is done by the people at the Sheep Commune and the Haunted Outpost in association with the farmers who live at Glitter Grove, which they still kind of have access to, but the main country has a harder time getting to.
Shame. Can that be pickleball?
Well, the important part is that they have teams, because one team is clearly going to be the sheep and one team is going to be the pigs, obviously. That's what I needed to add to this world. That's what's more pressing than our Council of Queens going on trial. So that is what I choose to use my action for. Let's build a stupid sports stadium.
I'm proud of you. How many months is that?
Let's go with 3. All right. It's just been a turn where all of my stuff has happened at once.
Gotcha.
Choo-choo.
Yes.
You'll be 5 of diamonds, and this is our last diamond. A project finishes early, what led to its early completion. Or, the weather is nice, and people can feel the potential all around them. Start a new project.
Okay, so the project that finishes early is that John Leguizamo investigates the Queens. So we all know that he's a big old suave Rico Suave. So he was able to infiltrate through the networks in the ancient city, the criminal networks in the ancient city, that the Queens have actually been vying for power this whole time. They actually sabotaged the magic in the first place that led to the older people aging faster, and then they've essentially been performing eugenics in a way to try and take all of that magic for themselves. The opportunity, of course, with the ritual was like the crowning achievement for them, in order for them to really take the power that they now have. And in addition to that, he also finds they also were the ones who started the whole peanut scarcity in the first place. In a bid to keep their populations under control. And then they are still, however, he is finding that within the criminal organizations, the peanut barons are actually members of said criminal organization. That's as far as he's gotten in his investigation so far. But the peanut barons, he now finds that there is more there that he might need to look into.
Okay. All right. Let's count down our clocks. I see
tick-tock on the
eugenics
clock.
And the race both dropping in the sports arena. I don't see anything finishing. So, Juju, you now get to make a discovery or start a project or start a town hall.
Okay, discovery. No, lies. We're going to start a project, actually. We're going to continue this ongoing investigation. John Leguizamo now passes it off to Carlos Mencia, who is his superior in the, I guess, investigation bureau. So Carlos Mencia is now taking over, and he's beginning a project into investigating the peanut barons and their connection to the Queens and their corruption.
How long is that investigation going to take?
Let's say 2 months.
Okay. Pavel.
Yeah, what do you want me to do with this?
Something.
Yo.
Welcome to Autumn. You have the Ace of Clubs.
Ooh, spicy.
The community becomes obsessed with a single project. Which one? Why? Choose one. They decide to take more time to ensure that it is perfect,
add 3 weeks to the project die, or they drop everything else to work on it. All other projects fail.
Pavel, for the love of God, just for the sake of the plot, do the pig eugenics, please.
Right. Drop the pig eugenics. Gotcha.
Well, so your options are either
Mencia, Seor Shamrays, and crossbreeding pigs.
Yeah, and you can either add 3 to 1's counter, slowing it down, or you can kill all but one of them completely. Like, they just fizzle out. They all fail.
Oh, in the sports arena. Yeah, they got to make sure these pigs are perfect. So pigs go up to 5 months.
The allegations of the queens having eugenic doctors around, it's now going to look very much the truth going forward.
Is it weird right. that out of all of the things, I was most worried about our sports stadium?
Not weird. It's very in character of you. Great. So that's that. So, and then it goes down to 4, right? Because now we mark clocks. Mm-hmm. Right. And see, it goes down 1. Sports arena goes down to 1. Okay. And then take an action. I'll start a project to investigate the structure in the clouds.
Okay. How long?
Wait, because there's a lot going on right now.
Yeah, the things have hit the fan, like, real hard out of nowhere.
Yeah. Oh, I know what I'll do. Somebody name another famous Latinx actor or actress. Ricky Martin starts looking
Valderrama,
into...
Wilmer Valderrama.
Who?
Fez.
Wilmer Valderrama. It's within the same category of goofy Latino guys.
Fez on That 70s Show.
Oh, gotcha. So Ricky Martin starts looking into the disappearance of the youngest queen.
Okay.
He's too sexy. He's gonna just fuck everything. He's done it already.
Yay.
Yeah. So he's just gonna stand the queens, not fuck them.
Exactly.
How many months is the good Ricky Martin doing his investigation for?
So legendary bard Ricky Martin is going to take 6 months. Because wow. I think the disappearance of an all-powerful queen is a big deal. And it can't be easily solved. So I think there's like a lot of layers. I think Ricky and John and Carlos at some point like all team up. And so it's really just like a really involved process.
Or they might just revive the legendary band Menudos, where Ricky Martin found his fame. Who knows?
Oh boy. After Pavel is Erman, the Jack of Clubs.
Power.
There is some power here. A project finishes early. Which one? Why? If there are no projects underway, other stuff. But there are projects.
Wait, so I get to choose one project to end right now?
Yep. You also get to hijack it. Like, you can explain how it ends now.
I kind of resist it. I want the pigs. Give me my 5 months of pigs. Now.
Okay, so how do the pigs' eugenics go? This was supposed to be a foolish project.
But now it has been hyper...
Perfected.
Hyper-injected by Pavel's time, and then I sped it up. So this has been... The results that were produced can only be explained by magic. At this point, Ricky Martin, Carlos Mencia, and Luigi.
Wow.
The neck of the lead professor. I think, can we get a character name out of this? Because I feel like this lead doctor needs to be named.
It's all yours, baby.
Kruger. Let's call him Kruger.
Kruger? God damn it.
Yeah.
Sure.
Dr. Kruger... And his glow-in-the-dark pigs have raised a few eyebrows. These pigs not only are born half the time that most pigs are born, but they have this bioluminescence to them that just attracts the right bugs to their pens and farms so that the grass grows faster. Everything is just like fucking perfect around these pigs. And this guy has been seen going in and out of the Queen's Palace more often than any doctor should. But these pigs are great. They are super fat, super muscular and well-behaved. They don't go crazy or ravenous. And they do not eat each other to show dominance. Only for reproductive purposes.
Okay.
But yeah, we got magically enhanced pigs. Oink, oink.
Let's reduce project dice. Project not dice. Pavel, did you just make the pig extra shiny?
Write it out.
By the looks of it.
Muscle pig.
Wait, is that Kruger with his big giant pecs?
No, it's a pig.
It's a himbo pig.
Yeah, it's a himbo pigs.
All right, well, you've just made Ermon's character, but...
I'm going to be here a while. You guys should go on without me.
Well, what? You're in charge of the countdowns, Pavel.
Oh, am I? Somebody else should take over that job for now, I think. I'm going to be quite busy.
We need a big bulge, please. These pigs are very fertile and very virile, so big old bulge.
Oh, you're saying they're not fucking sterile?
Nope, they're fucking.
Okay. Wow. Could you just scroll to the lists for a second?
Yeah, I will. I told you, man. You lost. I'm here for a while.
Very important to give that pig a giant speedo and bulge.
Oh. Carlos Mencia's thing completes.
No, wait, no, already?
Wait.
Yeah, it was only 2 months.
Oh.
And the sports arena completes.
All right, Juju, you were Carlos Mencia, right?
Oh, yeah, that was the Peanut Barons.
Yeah.
Okay, so the Peanut Barons are part of the criminal organization. So what Carlos Mencia finds is that they have been taking bribes from a mysterious character that also our peanut bandit had been taking bribes from. So it seems that somebody has been after the peanuts and the food supply for quite some time. So their bribe, however, was to make the peanut fields and to solve the food crisis. But in addition to that, it is found that they were poisoning their peanut stock for certain parts of the community. So Carlos Mencia has unveiled a plot for, I guess, more eugenics.
There's just so many eugenics here.
The thing for the night is eugenics and spanky Latino man.
Pavel, I do appreciate the ham hocks on that ham.
Yeah, man.
He was looking for a connection between the Peanut Barons and the criminal organization and what they had to the Queens, because that was his original investigation, but he has now found that these Peanut Barons are also in the eugenics field, and they have been poisoning certain parts of their export, let's say, in the poorer communities, I guess, the more disenfranchised areas.
So it looks like the stadium is also finished, which brings cheer to many. Unfortunately, it is located near the Glitter Grove and the Haunted Forest and the Outpost, which means that people from Crescent City do have to travel quite a ways to get there. However, the stadium is now making these places more of a tourist joint, and also the pigs and the sheep, great blitzball teams. They are fucking killing it.
Is that blitzball?
Or whatever sport it is. They didn't think about the sports. They just made the stadium. They knew they had the teams. They worked on the outfits. And then they'll figure out the game last.
They knew it was pigs versus sheep.
Yeah. But it also increases tourism in both the Sheep Meadow and the Glitter Grove and the Haunted Forest Outpost. Ermon, you get to make a discovery, start a project, or have a conversation.
Since the stadium has been built and we have this amazingly genetically enhanced pigs, I decide, again, not I, the town decides.
Mm-hmm.
This is not about me. The town decides that to take advantage of this tourism increase, they are going to train these pigs to play humans. And they are going to do so by getting the most capable athlete in all of the land, who is also the most respected Dominican man ever to walk the land. It is Kenan Thompson doing his Sammy Sosa impersonation.
Wow, okay.
So for lunch, I'm gonna get salami and mango and mofongo and then arrokogoko. That impersonation, that is who comes in to train the pigs. And Kenan Thompson stays in character the whole time. As racist as he may sound doing it, it's okay because he might be Dominican. I don't know.
Okay, well, it is not lost on me that you clearly want to play a pig person as your character. So,
yes.
Noted. I will say I very much appreciate that Pavel kept drawing. And when I started giggling, that was because he got to the second set of nipples. Because this pig is anatomically correct. Irman, how long does your project take?
I want to give it 4 months to really give these pigs a proper training. Because the first few months, they're gonna just keep goring things down to death. I want them to just tackle them down, you know?
Sure, yeah. Just casually tackle instead of murder. Okay.
And if the pigs lose a game, they get to be the dinner.
Oh wow.
Too dark?
I
too
hate
dark?
That for us.
That's motivation.
What's the project? I was distracted drawing pigs.
I literally wrote train pigs to be beastmen.
Yeah, that'll work.
Evolve pigs into humanoids in just 4 months' time. It's a world of magic. I think we can do it.
And it's been established that they are magically enhanced, so they can do it. They can do it.
Ay, ay, ay.
Okay. So my prompt is, the strongest among you dies. What caused the death? Or the weakest among you dies. Who's to blame for their death?
Ugh.
How many months for pig warriors?
4.
There is a sighting of the youngest queen, the one that went missing. She appears during a very public meeting, like the fantasy equivalent of a press conference, and kills Tallulah, and then vanishes without a trace.
No RP.
I'm sorry, Irman. It's time for a big swing.
Wow. Wow.
If it makes
Shane,
you feel better,
wow.
I'm taking that prompt as the strongest among us who dies.
I need a cigarette. I need a cigarette. I can't. That is me throwing things around my desk. I can't. Tallulah.
Tallulah, no.
Wow.
Truez exists. If she really wants to come back, you'll find a way.
If she's really loved.
I'm going to have to do some pig necromancy next round. Jesus.
Clearly, this causes all kinds of disarray because she was, in fact, the mayor of Crescent City.
I really am. My mouth is open right now. I need to process. Wow, the gall, the gumption, the nerve.
It sounds like you want to take a point
contempt of point. Yeah, that seems reasonable.
Yes, I will take a contempt. I'm breaking on Oh, okay. I need a break. I'll be back in a minute. I need a cigarette.
Okay.
Wait.
I'm kidding.
Okay, thank you.
Oh no, adventurers. Be still my heart. What tragic fate has befallen Tallulah? What is the youngest queen up to? Find out next time as the adventure continues on The Legend of Nat 1.
The Legend of Nat 1 is an independent podcast production. Follow our socials at Nat1Pod. That's Nat, the number 1, not spelled out, pod, on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. Again, that's Nat1Pod for all of our socials. If you like us, show us some love by joining us on our Discord server. The link is in the show notes. The Legend of Nat 1 is edited by Shane Cherry with assistance by Pavel Smirnov. Hey, that's me. It's the only way we could get me to listen to our own show, and I'm not sorry about that. And we have been doing the editing for far longer than before we updated these credits. If you really love us, subscribe to or check out our Patreon at patreon.com/nat1pod for a few cool extras and, of course, our eternal gratitude. Feel free to reach out to us by email at legendofnat1@gmail.com. Again, that's the number 1, not spelled out. I hope you're not tired of hearing that. We'd love to hear from you. How you doing? You remembering self-care? The music of Nat 1 is mostly by Kevin MacLeod and is licensed under the Creative Commons license of incompetech.music.io. Valen, voiced by Pavel, as a self-loving narcissist, had to be different and special, so his theme, Pirates of the Quarantine, is by Alexander Nakarada, and is licensed also under the Creative Commons license by incompetech.music.io. For full licensing information, please check out our Discord, in case you're not tired of hearing about it from us by now. Our theme song was composed by the amazing David Yardley. Check out his other music at davidyardleymusic.com. That's Yardley, spelled Y-A-R-D-L-E-Y, davidyardleymusic.com. Don't forget, you're beautiful, inside and out. Be kind to yourself, and give yourself the love that you deserve. And now the credit script. The Legend of Nat 1 theme is... Oh, wait, no. Oh, are these just notes? These are just notes. Drag queen joke.
So, here's what we're going to do real quick, just so you know. We have not stopped recording since last session, okay? There was no... no outro, there was no previous Leon, like, this is all one recording session that got cut up in post to become multiple episodes. So just if you reference something, don't say like last times if you can, because I will be doing my best to cut all that stuff out, except in the post credits, where attentive listeners who truly empathize with me get to feel my pain as an editor, because I straight up covered up Ehrman having to leave in the last one.
Oh yeah, that's right.
So that said, you get to start a project, make a discovery, or hold a town hall. And probably shouldn't do the last one until Ehrman gets here.
I know. I don't think that was going to go over very well.
Hey guys, I'm back. Wait, guys, before... Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you,
Ehrman. Did you get my last line before I got disconnected for a minute there? I said that... Oh, I forgot what I was saying.
Nice.
Great. Beautiful.